Here in Gaza City, local residents and displaced ones still complain of skyrocketing prices of goods and commodities, despite the fact that dozens of truckloads and airdropped aid supplies have recently been sent to Gaza following an Israeli decision to allow aid in. Khadija is an elderly mother who was displaced from Gaza City after her family home was destroyed during the war.
We want a solution. We will not leave Gaza, but find us a solution. I tell you, throw chemicals on us and kill us. Can you imagine? One tomato is $50. If we find something to eat, we can't complete a decent dish. We can't afford that. We can't afford flour or tomatoes. We are here, only waiting to die.
Khadija's complaint is shared with others in Gaza City. Abdullah is the head of a four-member family.
I fed my family with whatever is available or affordable. Half a kilo of lentils is sold for $7. When I can't afford it, I go to charitable kitchens to get some food. For the past 2 months, I have not been able to afford flour and could not bring any home. Unfortunately, thieves and gangs take over the flour and other goods. We demand a stop to the bloodshed and the delivery of aid to those who need it in a fair way. Thirdly, we demand the lifting of closure of Gaza and ending the humiliation that the Gaza Strip is going through.
The bloodshed over points of aid delivery continues unabated, either at flashpoints in northern or southern Gaza or at food distribution sites run by the Israel-backed U.S. NGO, U.S. Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. According to local official estimates in Gaza, more than 1,000 Palestinians have been reportedly shot dead since March, when the GHF was inaugurated. GHF denies those accusations, and the Israeli army says it has begun investigations. Samaher is a displaced mother from Khan Yunis in southern Gaza Strip. Her son Hassan Abu Alwan was shot dead near Rafah in southern Gaza on July 20. The grieving mother says her 18-year-old son had no choice but to bring food to his ailing father and three sisters.
Even airdropping aid is unsafe and deadly. Can you imagine? A pallet that falls from the sky could kill someone on the ground. This is the wrong way. We hope that the aid supplies come to us by a secure system of delivery. We are completely tired, and inside me there is a volcano for the death of my son. A volcano that is never getting calmer. He was my only son, who I had dreamed of, but it was God's destiny that he is no longer alive.
Over the weekend, large crowds of hungry Palestinians rushed to the Israel-Gaza border lines, mainly near the Zikim border point, to get food supplies from truckloads. This week, those deliveries continue, but Israeli army fire dispersing the crowds has killed dozens so far. Abdul Karim Al-Sahar is a displaced resident from the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Hanun, now living in Gaza City. He told Pacifica that he and many others were exposed to assaults by gangs who loot the aid.
I have attempted to come here multiple times. Only today I was able to get a big bag of flour, and I swore to give half of it as charity to needy ones around. But the thieves snatched it from me, right on the truckload. May God take revenge on them. I swear by God that my children are starving and crying at home, as I have nothing there and no money. May God take revenge on them. Come see my daughter. Her body was turned into bones, and she is crying. They have stolen it from me, unfortunately.
Current mechanisms for distributing aid to the population of Gaza have been met with local and international criticism. The United Nations has called on Israel to make sure aid is distributed via UN institutions such as UNRWA and the World Food Programme. Yet, chaos continues. Mohammed Abu Jayab, an economic analyst based in the central Gaza Strip town of Deir al-Balah, explains.
If you want to talk about the chaotic situation of aid delivery, the thieves and the prevention of delivery of aid to the population by organized means, let us say that it seems that the current Israeli policy is based on starving the population without triggering anger from the international community. The starvation is real, and the Israeli government and its head are well aware of that. What happens is merely allowing in the aid amid chaos that would block people from getting those aid. By preventing international organizations from placing the supplies in the store safely so they can be distributed fairly. On the other hand, Israeli leaves that aid in the hands of thieves and collaborators in areas under Israeli control, either in southern Rafah or in Zakim in northern Gaza, or with some collaborating Bedouin family who loot the aid in central Gaza Strip right near the Israeli tanks. Any aid without safe passage or security, the situation will remain in place. What proves this is the fact that recently when local security wanted to protect those truckloads in northern Gaza Strip, the Israeli army hit them instantly, taking their lives.
Over the past months of war, the Israeli army has repeatedly targeted Hamas police task forces and guards of aid supplies as part of Israel's stated campaign to eliminate Hamas. Israeli officials maintain that aid should not reach the hands of Hamas, in line with Israel's declared goal of ending Hamas rule in Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.